Let's go right to the phones. Let's pick up Steve in Berkeley, and he's got a brother that's got some issue there. Are you there, Steve?
Yes, I am.
Okay, buddy. And so what's happening with your brother?
Well, my brother, it seems like you'll be talking to him, and he'll kind of nod off to sleep, and he does it regularly.
Okay.
He's about 6'4", 250 pounds. He's played football, professional football, so I know he took a bunch of blows to the head. Other than that, he's pretty healthy.
Now, did he have this problem 10 years ago?
No, he didn't. He did not.
So
this is probably for the last 9 months.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. All right. And, you know, what you're up against typically here, Steve, is that there's going to be an interference field or several interference fields at the head that may have, you know, over the years, usually an interference field, the two qualities are, first of all, that it blocks the normal nerve and energy flow to a site. The second quality is that it's usually very slow in its onset of any kind of issues. It doesn't come on quickly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he would certainly qualify with a football exposure before. So what I would recommend, since we're not sure exactly what the problem is, I would recommend we get him to a QRA practitioner. And in the area there, we have at least 8 or 9 people now that are well-trained in QRA. And, of course, you want someone who knows what I would say called quick start, because they'll be able to more rapidly find what's going on. And you may find that there's one particular area of the brain that's not working the way it should. And once they find that, then they can get the nutrient that'll help to recover that as part of it. But the second thing they'll be able to do is find the sites where the traumas have occurred, and then show him how to do Medi body packs on his hands, his feet, a vaccination if it's on his arm, and then finally the main event, getting onto the brain and getting each of the sites where there may have been a trauma back on, so the normal nerve and energy flow is there. Then things like nerve complex or brain complex or whatever the QRA person finds is needed will now do its job in 1 to 4 months, and he doesn't have to keep on taking something, okay?
Okay, he did talk to, by Sharon Dittmer.
Oh, excellent.
And he did some other things for losing weight with the coconut oil, the fat, the adaptogen.
Okay.
And that worked like a charm.
Oh, great.
Yeah, she couldn't find anything that was off. Everything seemed to be on and testing strong.
Well, one thing she may not have done is what we call a sweatband test around the head. And this, you test it every inch just as if you were wearing a sweatband. And also you test points called brain 2 and brain 3. And then often what's going on here will kind of pop out at you, okay? The fact he's going off to sleep would suggest to me that there may even be a pituitary issue. So I'd want to have that checked to all 4 polarities. In other words, there's more that can be done. How long ago did he see her, by the way?
Almost about 10 months ago.
Yeah, see, Quick Start's only been around since November.
Okay.
So, and she is very knowledgeable of that, and I'm sure she can do a sweatband and do individual polarity testing to try to find out what aspect of his chemistry is disrupted by these injuries. Okay, Steve?
Oh, very good.
All right, buddy. And if there's any other trouble, give me a buzz and let me know. But I think you'll like what she's able to do now even better. Okay?
All righty. Okay.
Thanks for your call. Bye.